Hey, everybody. It's a beautiful Tuesday, October the 26th. It's National Pumpkin Day, and it's time for the Wise Guys and Girl, sponsored by Kmart's Outdoor Market. I'm so glad they switched to pumpkin carving for Halloween. It's way, way less bloody. As always, let's start with Sir and the weather.
A terrific Tuesday indeed. Currently 29 degrees, working our way up to a high of 32 under sunny skies, is what I would say if we were in Kingston, Jamaica.
Whoa.
Oh.
Apologies.
So cute.
The reality, 6 degrees, working our way up to 9. Rainy skies, but the sun will come out tomorrow. And, of course, a random daily shout-out to the pumpkin patch. The best way to fix that hole in your pumpkin, and also to kick the habit. No problem, big or too small.
Well, National Pumpkin Day recognizes this favorite autumn decoration and food. Not only do they make great fall decorations, but the pumpkin also completes a variety of tasty recipes. On the weekend, we took the kids to a pumpkin farm, and they had an electric fence around the parking lot. Classic move. As I put my hand on the fence, I told the kids, I'd be shocked if this was on. And then when we were there, I had a bit of a mishap. I slipped on a pumpkin. Didn't see it there. Caught me completely off guard. But we did pick up a delicious pie for dessert. But I was surprised at the cost compared to the other places. Did you know that they cost $3.50 in the Bahamas and $4.50 in Barbados? Those are the pie rates of the Caribbean. All right, I think I got a line on Tamik's tune today. It's time for Tunes with Tamik. What are we listening to? 1979 by the Smashing Pumpkins?
We are listening to the Smashing Pumpkins, but not 1979. Let me look up 1979 quickly. Hold on. 1979 Smashing Pumpkins. Because sometimes, James, you don't read the lyrics. So I'm just gonna
I do not read the lyrics. Until you tell me to read the lyrics.
Yeah, I'm like, James will be like, oh, Tamik, what about this? And I'm like, Did you read the lyrics?
No, I did not read the lyrics.
Okay, 1979 doesn't look too bad. But we're listening to Tonight Tonight by the Smashing Pumpkins. Oh. Yeah, 1979 doesn't look too bad. But I like the way it's, again, it always grabs me. The songs always grab me at the beginning. Time is never time at all. You can never ever leave without leaving a piece of youth. And our lives are forever changed. We will never be the same. The more you change, the less you feel. Believe in me, believe that life can change, that you're not stuck in vain. We're not the same, we're different. Tonight, tonight, tonight so bright, tonight, tonight. I love the beginning of that song. So that is my pick today. Or if you want to listen to 1979 now, that is James's pick. And I've reviewed it, I did a little cursory review, it looks okay. But I'm not, I'm still saying that's James's pick. Yeah, go ahead and listen to Billy Corgan and the Peeps, Smashing Pumpkins, you won't be sorry. But I do love Tonight Tonight. That's my jam.
All right. More motivation. Just to tag on to Ventura's motivation from yesterday. Ventura, I've got to say, great motivational tips yesterday. I got yesterday's work and half of today's work done right after I heard your words. So it is time for Ventures with Venturo. What have you got for us today?
You know, let me start off by saying, listen, 1979 was an awesome year. I'll just say that. Yeah.
This is soccer train derailment.
Must have been Venturo's birth year.
Yeah, it's an awesome year.
Earth railment.
Yeah, so what are we doing today? It's Tech Tuesday, and of course, we're talking about the pumpkin. So we're going to look at pumpkin carving, right? If you have kids, right, and you're going to be doing the actual carving, a good thing to do is to download this app. It's called DIY Creative Carving, and you can have your kids actually do a mock-up of what they actually want to carve on the pumpkin. So that's my tip for today. That's my tech tip for today. and I was going through things that you should do when you're selecting your pumpkin. I didn't know that the list was so long, guys. You should look at the stalk, right, to make sure that it's green. It's not greener means fresher, and you want that because it will last longer as well. And I also found something that's saying that you should look at the color as well. If it's not so bright, then it's easier to carve. Very, very interesting. So yeah, the bright orange is harder. And just be careful with your carving knife. And one of the things that I love about pumpkin carving is that, one, I don't have to do it because my sister-in-law take my kids away and they all sit and make lovely pumpkin carvings, and all I get to see is the finished product. But I also like eating the pumpkin seeds when they carry them as well. So that's the best thing for me. So go get out there and do your pumpkin carving and have some fun with your family and friends, and definitely the kids. That's it from Ventures with Venturo.
Sure, I did that. People love it. It looks kind of neat. You could actually put your fog machine in the back of it and have the, I guess, the fog or the dry ice coming through the mouth of the pumpkin.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to give us like this sort of innovative pumpkin carving tip. Like, you know, I keep thinking to myself, why do people always carve the top? Because after you put the candle on for a little bit, it shrinks and then it falls in.
It falls in.
Like,
yeah.
Would it not be better to carve from the bottom? And
so,
then the smoke would come out of the eyes.
Good.
It'd be much more dramatic.
Good point, Paul. I actually found an article that was saying it's some people are recommending actually cutting out the back instead of the top. So some people are saying cut out the back or cut out the bottom and do it that way. So that's a good tip as well.
All right.
Absolutely.
And the last tip is to use like oil on the pumpkin so that it stays longer, or to disinfect the pumpkin so that it doesn't spoil. I'm not a big fan of that because when I put out my pumpkin, after a while the squirrels have at it and they start eating it, and I don't want to.
Well, the other problem is
and all of that.
When you keep using your CBD oil, those squirrels like just go wild.
Don't let the kids touch a pumpkin.
Any wonder there's a lineup at your house.
Oh my god, that would be funny to see some high squirrels, right?
Why is everybody licking the Brian's pumpkin?
That's a good one.
All right, so we now also know that Sunday night is date night in the Brian household. So, Tamik, let's get some nice tunes for them on Friday so that they can spill into the weekend and have a great date night while the kids are all out. Oh, well, it is Tuesday, and it is time for Tuesday's trivia.
Did you ever wonder why so many people crave pumpkins at this time of the year? It's because 15% of us are dyslexic. Let me repeat. Anyway, on a more important... Yeah, that went right by to me. You shouldn't really lick pumpkins before listening to this broadcast. You have to be on your game here. Hey, I just heard on the radio, though, that they did a poll about Halloween, and apparently 90% of families are sending their kids out to get the candy treats. Apparently only 50% of the houses feel comfortable enough to hand out candy. And out of those, 75% of those are not handing out candy because they're hoarding snacks due to their COVID addictions.
Oh, man.
And hey, everybody, log back in to the Teams meeting at 1 o'clock today if you need a tutorial on all the math that Paul just presented.
Yep. That and spelling. We can do the spelling tutorial.
Yes. Well, let's continue to crave pumpkins, and this weekend we can carve some pumpkins. That is it for us, everybody. Thanks to our fans and friends and odds and ends for sticking with us. Have a great Tuesday. We are the wise guys and girl, leaving you smarter and happier than you were yesterday.